Well, Declan, suppose on Friday night, with about 94 minutes gone, we thought Fun Harps were going to record a famous victory against Derry. It just didn't materialise, but I'm sure Ollie was happy enough with a point, was he?
Probably not. probably, you're talking to him after the match. Yeah. I don't think he'd been too happy. I mean, I thought we were home and dry, and we'd done everything to get to 3 points, and performance was really good, especially the first half. They played really well. Conditions were awful with the wind and the rain, but it was a great performance, I thought, overall. And I suppose maybe just switched off for that split second, and they got an opportunity and good skill down the right-hand side and a good ball in and well finished the net. But, I mean, disappointing. You get to nearly the 95th minute and you just can't see it out. And I suppose afterwards, for players and management, it feels like a defeat, even though it was a good result and you end up with 4 points out of your first two games. And you know, if you'd asked Ollie beforehand, I'd obviously he'd gladly take 4 points out of the first two opening games.
Yeah, good start by Harps. It was 4 points on the board. Derry have one and Sligo have none. So, what do you make of the start for the three Northwest sides?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, Ollie would be obviously, if you're looking for perfection, I mean, yeah. 6 points would be perfect, and we're 30 seconds away from getting 6 points out of the first two games, so he'd be more than happy with that. I mean, we obviously got a big match on Monday night with Shelburne coming to Finn Park. So that's a massive game. They won their first game against Cork away, scoring a late goal, and they drew. They lost at the weekend. They're 2-1 to Dundalk. So that's a big game, and probably, you know, they're the teams that we need to be fighting against. And you know, it's a big 3 points, and we can get something out of that result then. And then we travel to Cork then on next Friday, and they haven't. Got out of two defeats in the first two matches, and they're waiting in dock at, as well tomorrow. So, I mean, I know, so you're probably thinking they'll have probably three defeats in their first three games. So that's a massive, you know, game for them playing for Harps next Friday night. So, but I mean, I suppose the Shelburne game is the one they're probably concentrating on, and we can pick up 3 points there. Just come back to your question, Sligo Rovers, two defeats. St Pat's beat them 2-0 and well convincingly on the night, so they'll be looking to bounce back from that one. So, I mean, overall, I mean, Derry obviously awaited in dock, so, you know, I think Declan Devine, as he said himself afterwards, he didn't think they would get a point out of it. They got a point, and they're really looking to pick up 3 points as well.
Looking at the team on Friday night, do you feel Ollie's going to make any changes for tomorrow night's game?
Yeah, well, he made 3 changes at the weekend, and we went through that before, and I would say that the changes were probably made with a wee eye on the game tomorrow night against Shelburne. So I think he'll bring in maybe 2 or 3 of the guys in the middle of the park. He might change it up a wee bit. I think McCoy might come back in there, and it'll be interesting to see. The two McNamees obviously played the weekend and played very well. The two of them were excellent on the night and combined well together and caused area problems. So it'll be interesting to see, but he might freshen up, fresh legs. You know, it was a high intense game, a lot of energy used up, so we might bring in fresh legs. So with Ollie, there's always normally changes. But the back five will probably stay the same. They played very well and defended well, especially the first half.
I suppose the big question is the weather. The weather at the minute is just about okay, but pitch is Finn Park in good condition? Have you got any reports on that, Declan, maybe?
No, I haven't. I know there was an Gilly game supposed to be on in McCool Park, so that was called off the weekend. So obviously today's has been mild and not much rain, but it's probably rain given for tomorrow. So it'll be interesting to see. If it does go ahead, the conditions will be really heavy. As we know, Finn Park's not conducive at the moment this time of year for you know, good football, and it's quite heavy and on the legs. But listen, it is what it is, and if the game goes ahead, I think Ollie and the team would probably rather the game go ahead, because it'd be nice if you can beat Shelburne, gives you in a really good position going into Cork, and that's what we'll be looking for. So they'll be trying, along with all the ground staff, to make sure the pitch is playable and hopefully get a big crowd over tomorrow night to support.
Just looking at the tactics Ollie might use tomorrow night, do you feel that he'll go with something anything different against Shelburne?
I think it'll be more of the same. You know, Ollie plays a particular way. He likes to drop a wee bit deep, and he doesn't like to leave too much space in behind. So, and he has that wee mobility now in the middle of the park and got a bit of pace up front. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's changing too much from the opening two games. Just very difficult to play against, and very good in set plays, for and against. And Dundalk scored 2 goals from set plays against Shelburne, so that'll be an area that he'll probably focus on, probably And today, training will be focusing on that and set plays and maybe creating opportunities against Shelburne from set plays. And Harps are very good at that. So that's probably maybe a weakness area that he might try to target for tomorrow night. But I think both the club and obviously the management and players would like the game to go ahead. And hopefully, weather permitting, it will go ahead.
Yeah, and that performance in the Brandywell, obviously huge confidence booster as well, so early in the season.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we went out. I mean, you think about the start we had last year. I mean, to pick up 4 points in your first two games, and they weren't easy games. They were Northwest Derbies against Sligo and Derry. So, I mean, great start. I mean, for all the players and new players coming in too. You know, it's great to get points on the board early, and that gives a bit of confidence. And you know, the players are probably buzzing, even though there's disappointment afterwards. When they sit back and they reflect on how well they've done. Today and yesterday, they probably think, well, it's not too bad, it's 4 out of 6, so they'll be quite happy with that. And given that the record that we have in the Brandywell, I mean, it's a very positive result. But it's definitely the first two results bring confidence and the players and the team, and that's what you're looking for. And again, we're looking for a good performance tomorrow night. And if there are changes coming in, I suppose notably, what's really, really encouraging is the squad's good. The squad's really good this year. You know, there's players on the bench that can come in and make an impact in the game and can turn the performance and the result around if needed be. So he has a really strong bench, and I would say he'll probably use that tomorrow night to his advantage. And I think it's a big game. But Shelburne have done well. They brought in a lot of good players. Ian Morrison, the manager up there, he's brought in like Cash Shepherd's come in from Cork, striker. They've Kieran Kilduff, who's there last year, proven goal scorer, and then we've Diane O'Reilly as well has come into the squad, and he was the player of the year last year for Fan Harps. So, you know, a good player. Gary Deegan came in from England, and so they've really good quality. They signed well, so it's going to be formidable, and it's going to be a difficult game, but there's no easy games in the Premier League. And so, but still, if Harps can perform to the level they did against Derry, I expect them to pick up 3 points.